Well, with me have Richard McCarter, the City of Derry coach, and if his voice sounds rather excited, don't be worried about it, because he endured 49 minutes of a second half today, and eventually Simon Logue got over for that one score. Richard, I suppose it's hard to put into words what emotions you were going through in that last 5 minutes.
To be honest, it was mentally exhausting, the whole game was, but it was unbelievable to win at the end like we did. It would have been a travesty if we hadn't. We spent most of our second half camped in their 5 metre line, just maybe a bit of poor decision making let us down at a stage, but no, to win it when we did, it's the best time to score because it gives them no chance to come back.
Well, the twists and turns in the second half, I mean, Stuart Lee, their captain, had one of the best penalties I've seen here in Judges Road, and then poor young McDonald had the easiest kick in the game, and I think what happened was, if you think back to it, the guy who actually caught the ball off the post didn't know what to do, and that actually gave us a possession of strength.
Yeah, look, their penalty put them in front. It was a great strike, as you say, and it sort of felt at that stage like it just wasn't going to be our afternoon, especially when Alex, who knocks those over in his sleep in training, missed it. But like I say, it kept us within range anyway, kept us in the right area of the pitch, and then we were given a bit of a reprieve by the referee in the last play with a late tackle penalty or something like that, so it gave us a chance, and we always back the players, and as I say, they came up trumps day in for us.
Yeah, because I mean, talking there, you know, with Bangor beating Enniscorthy, I mean that is a big result, because Bangor and ourselves are in the same number of points, and that makes a big difference. But it just shows you that there's nobody not going to win every game in this league. But the one thing I thought today was, I mean, defensively you had to admire Sunday's Weld, but at the same time your boys kept at it, and I mean, as to say, some decisions you could have gone either way. But I mean, the one thing I was worried about was that your man Lee, given another couple of penalties, could put the game out of sight.
They defended superbly. They'll be very pleased with that aspect of their game. But the thing that pleased me, even though it wasn't perfect, was that we kept knocking at their door. We didn't give up. The heads didn't go down, and we literally kept playing to the 89th minute or whatever it was. So you take any result, any victory at this stage of the season, and we're going to have plenty more battles like that ahead.
Well, I mean, it's a great way to start, Richard, because, I mean, you, as a coach, you and yourself, this was a banana skin, because, I mean, Middleton were coming up here with the same attitude, we have to win, and they come away with that, and they get that result of Bangor as well. I suppose it leaves us level, but however, it doesn't really matter in that sense, but it's something to build on, because I'm sure the Bangor game down here will be very interesting.
It will. Like, two of our next three games are at home, Bangor being one of them, Tullamore the other. We've got Enniscorthy next, though, so we can't really afford to look too far ahead of them. But yeah, look, there's big points up for grabs now, we feel, and today was a great start, and as you say, it was must win, and thankfully we got over the line.
Well, there's the old adage, you know, a happy new year, and I'm sure it's a happy new year for you at the start of the season.
It certainly is. It takes a lot of pressure off for a week or two now that we have no games. So yeah, delighted with that start now, and hopefully we can continue it.